It has not been a great couple of months for Chipotle Mexican Grill. First, there was an outbreak of E. coli in the Pacific Northwest. Now, the fast food chain has been linked to more than 100 cases of food poisoning in Boston. But the two outbreaks appear to come from very different sources. NPR's Dan Charles explains.
On Sunday night, the starting center on Boston College's basketball team couldn't start. He was sick. By halftime, another player was in the locker room throwing up. The next day, six more basketball players were sick, and dozens of students were in the college's health clinic. All of them had recently eaten at a nearby Chipotle. Some people thought this might be part of another larger outbreak that started more than a month ago, affecting people who ate at Chipotle restaurants in the Pacific Northwest. But tests show the Boston College outbreak is different. The illnesses in Oregon and Washington were caused by a deadly kind of E. coli bacteria. The students at Boston College picked up something called norovirus.
Norovirus is actually the number one cause of foodborne illness.
This is Aaron Hall, an epidemiologist at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. I reached him on his cell phone at a scientific meeting about norovirus outbreaks.
Of all domestically acquired foodborne illness, norovirus is responsible for an estimated 58%.
So more than everything else combined.
That's correct.
It makes headlines when it shuts down the occasional cruise ship, but otherwise it doesn't get as much attention as disease-causing E. coli and Salmonella, probably because it isn't as life-threatening.
Most people that get norovirus infection have a relatively mild illness. They'll be sick for about 1 to 3 days.
Norovirus is different from E. coli and Salmonella in another way, too. Those bacteria live in animals, and it's easy for them to contaminate raw beef or poultry or fresh produce and then infect people. So in the case of the E. coli outbreak, investigators are looking for contaminated ingredients. Norovirus really only lives in people. Food is just one way that it hitches a ride from one infected person to another.
The most common scenario is an infected food worker who had bare hand contact with foods that are ready to eat.
Health inspectors in Boston visited the Chipotle location near Boston College on Monday and cited it for allowing a sick employee to work last Thursday. The officials did not say what sort of illness the employee had. As for the basketball team, it's scheduled to play Providence this evening with any players who can make it. Dan Charles, NPR News.